Pacifica Radio.
Ana sunt Radio Pacifica al KPFT 90.1 FM pe Houston.
Unasikiza 90.1 FM KPFT Houston.
Yawan hai Pacifica Radio KPFT 90.1 FM.
Oh hi Pacifica Toy Kissing Sea.
Chaliye aaj hum sab mil kar ke is dharti pe shanti ke liye prarthna kare.
Jung to mun nahi lish tha to ye lang dao biet. Jung to la Pacifica Radio KPFT 90.1 FM.
一同向和平進發, 我們是侯司長的 Pacifica KPFT 90.1 FM 90.1.
Mimi ni Pacifica, uhuru wa mazungumzo kwa watu walio huru.
Hum taqat ke samne bhi sachai se bolte hain. Hum hai Pacifica Radio KPFT 90.1 FM.
Let's all get together and pray for the peace on earth.
غير العدالة مش ممكن نواجه السلام.
Hi there, this is Saeed, producer and host of Arab Voices, one of the hottest Middle Eastern talk shows in the country. And I invite you to listen to the show every Wednesday at 10 p.m. right here on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston and 89.5 FM in Galveston. Tune in and listen to Arab Voices for the latest news, views and live discussions about the Middle East, where we cover news like no one else. Bring you expert guests from around the globe and take your calls live during the show. That's Arab Voices every Wednesday at 10 p.m. right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to the Arab Voices on Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT, 90.1 FM in Houston, 89.5 FM in Galveston, and live broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.kpft.org. This is Saeed, producer and host of Arab Voices, along with my co-host, Mark. We want to first thank each and everyone who called in last week and pledged support to Arab Voices and KPFT, for all of those who called in for the first time last week and became new members of this great radio stations. And many thanks for those who called in to continue their support, to renew their membership for KPFT. As you all know by now, we are in our fund drive or membership drive, where we come to you, the listeners, and ask for your support, because this radio station is existing for you and existing because of you. That's right, KPFT is commercial free, listener sponsored radio station. It's because we bring you programs like no one else, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you, the listener, who decides that whether we should stay on the air or not. Because with your membership, with your pledges and support to KPFT, that's how we're able to bring you these wonderful programs, such as Arab Voices, the one you're listening to right now. We've been on the air for 35 years. As a matter of fact, KPFT this year is celebrating its 35th anniversary on the air. So it has been there for you, bringing you important programs. Unlike the mainstream media, many talk shows, special music programs, and several other cultural shows also. We've been bringing you that without any corporate underwriters, without any support from commercial companies, with no commercials. We do not interrupt programs every 20 seconds or 30 seconds or 60 seconds to bring you these commercials. It's commercial free. The station survives mainly on your support, on your pledges. We ask you to call in, please, right now, and pledge your support to KPFT. Become a member. Upgrade your listenership to a listener sponsor of this radio station. You can do so by calling 713-526-5738 right now. That's 713-526-KPFT. For as little as $35, you could become a member of this radio station. it literally translates into pennies, about 8 or 9 cents a day. You can become a sponsor of this great radio station that is actually a non-profit organization. And that means your donations or your support are tax deductible. So you can call 713-526-5738. We have a wonderful group of volunteers waiting on the phones right now for you to call in and pledge your support. 713-526-5738 is the number. Arab Voices, this particular show, has been on the air on this radio station, your community radio station, for over 3 years now, every single Wednesday, bringing you live shows and bringing you expert guests, distinguished intellectuals from around the globe, talking to them about the Middle East, about the U.S. foreign policy, and about the Arab world, Islamic world, the Christians, and many issues that affect the Middle East and affects us here, and how it relates to you, and what is important. And the way that we have been doing it to you is really unique. It's not a one-way communication. It has always been a two-way communication, where you, the listener, get to call and ask our guests questions live on the air. And this is the way that we have been bringing you these shows, because it's important to start that dialogue for better understanding of what's happening in the Middle East. We had a wide range of really experts on the Middle East appearing on this show to talk about politics, about culture, about music, and so on, covering the occupation of Iraq, the occupation of Palestine, what's happening in Lebanon, in Syria, in Sudan, and many other areas. We constantly talk about the U.S. foreign policy towards the Middle East, because it is vital and we are part of what's happening there. Many thanks to our tax dollars, of course, so it does affect us all. So we have been doing that because of your support, because you asked us to stay on there, and because you have pledged your support for us every time we ask for help. How often do we do that? It is only 3 or 4 times a year. That's when we come to you and ask for you to become members. This is the time where we need your help. Please pick up the phone now and call 713-526-5738. We do take various forms of payments. We take credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. So you can call, and takes less than 2 minutes, probably, an average call, where you give your name and your address, your mailing address, and give your credit card information. And again, our wonderful volunteers will take that information, and that would pretty much be it. Then you will receive a package by mail from KPFT welcoming you and as a new member of the station, or a renewing member, as well as a card and some other information that's very important for you to have. Or you can also ask us to send you an invoice. We could do that. We'll send you an invoice, and then you can send a check by mail. We have different ways of paying. You can also have an automatic transaction or electronic transfer from your bank. You can, if you'd like to pledge more than $35, you are very welcome to do so. As a matter of fact, we do have premiums for you, and we call them thank you gifts. We have a wide range of them. I'm going to ask my co-host, Mark, here to give us some information. What are we offering for our listeners tonight?
Well, we have a lot of options. You mentioned the information that people would get in the mail. That includes actually a couple of things that are pretty distinctive about Pacifica and KPFT, and one of those is that when the time comes for the local station board elections, you'll be able to vote. You become not only a part owner of the station, but you also have rights to vote and have your opinion heard in the committee. But the thank you gifts that Saeed mentioned, if you pledge at the $60 level, you get a CD of the interview that we did with Mordecai Vanunu. He was on the show on September 22nd, 2004, and Saeed and I have the dubious pleasure of being named on the Israeli indictment against Mordecai, and he's a very rare voice out there, and he was willing to speak to the foreign press, even though he was told he was not allowed to. As a result of his conversation with the foreign press, the conditions on his release have been extended by a year. So in other words, for one more year, he's not allowed to talk to the foreign press. So you can get that CD interview for $60. Also, at the $60 level, you've got several other options. You can get a 70-minute CD of a debate between Christopher Hitchens and Tariq Ali. It's called U.S. Imperialism or a Just Response to Terror. You can get a 60-minute CD of Noam Chomsky. He was talking about militarism and the New World Order. You can get a World Social Forum 2003 in Brazil. It's another speech by Noam Chomsky that's called The American Empire Ruling by Force. And finally, at the $90 level, you can get two CDs by Noam Chomsky, both of the two that I just mentioned. Other things available at $60. There's three other things by Chomsky, State of the Nation and the Iraqi Election, Noam Chomsky and Tariq Ali Live on Democracy Now!, Noam Chomsky and Tariq Ali again Live on Democracy Now!, and you can get the $120 pledge level, Noam Chomsky's book, Hegemony or Survival. At the $250 level, you can get the Edward Said Tribute CD Collection. That's actually six CDs with speeches by Edward Said, ranging from, I think, 1972 all the way up until the year he died. Edward Said's voice was a rare and distinctive voice, and it will be missed if you want to have your own collection of his speeches. And actually, there's some Q&A sessions in there as well where he interacts with the crowd. It's really an amazing CD set. I think some people pledged previously and got that. We have some more available. $250 will get you all six CDs. But if you can't afford to pledge that high, the basic KPFT membership is $35. And that is, as Said said, just 9 cents a day, less than $3 per month to become a member of the station and to show your support for this show and for Pacifica and for free speech. And for interactive talk radio that allows you to ask questions of all kinds of guests, one of whom should be joining us tonight for a little surprise, but I'll leave that up to Said to tell you about. We're hoping to get a phone call sometime during the show tonight.
Okay, well, before we announce who's going to be on the show tonight, I want to just let our listeners know that is important. What we've been doing here, every Wednesday typically we do announcements of local activities, of what's happening in the community. Yeah, because it's important for us, for our community, everybody who's listening to the show, to know what's happening and what activities are taking place, as well as a news segment. We've always brought our listeners the latest news, fresh news from the Middle East, different perspective than the mainstream media or what's being reported on Fox News or ABC or CBS or NBC or any of the other mainstream media outlets. The distinguished guest that we've talked about, we've had Mordechai Vanunu on the show two times, as a matter of fact, and that's very important for us that we bring you facts, we bring you experts. Mordechai Vanunu is the one, the Israeli whistleblower on their nuclear arsenal, their weapons of mass destruction, as Mark mentioned earlier, and that was really very important, we thought, for us to bring you. We've had so many other guests, the Edward Said, the one that Mark mentioned. We've played many audio recordings of Professor Edward Said. We had Tariq Ali on the show, and anti-war activist, a famous one. We've had Imad Khadouri, the Iraqi nuclear, he was in charge of the nuclear
The atomic energy program in Iraq for over 30 years, I think, and he spoke to us the invasion of Iraq was beginning.
And he was proving that there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Well, in a few minutes, actually, tonight we are going to have with you live on the air Ralph Nader, the former presidential candidate. He's going to talk to us about the situation in Iraq. He apparently has new information that's going on right now in the Congress regarding Iraq and its occupation. And we're going to have him live on the show in a few minutes. He is going to be calling us. So once we get the call from him, we will definitely put it live on the show for you to listen to what Ralph Nader has to say about the situation in Iraq. Again, this is new information that Ralph has, and he contacted us yesterday because he wants to share that with our listeners here on Arab Voices. So in order for us to continue to bring these to you, in order to bring Ralph Nader and so many other guests that we have done, by the way, we have a detailed list of everybody who has appeared on the show and a list of the topics that have been discussed on the show over the last 3 years on our website, www.arabvoices.net. Again, go there, www.arabvoices.net, and you will see a list of the guests that appeared on this show, as well as we started archiving the audio of these shows, so you'll be able to listen to previous shows if you missed it by going to that website. But we need your support. We do need that in order to stay on the air. 713-526-5738 is the number. Please give us a call and pledge your support now. We can arrange for them to be payments. If you'd like to pay $100, $80, $50, $200, $250 to get the 6-CD pack of Dr. Edward Said. It's an outstanding. I actually have a copy of it. I know people who received it because they pledged in the past, and it's truly outstanding. You can call now, 713-526-5738, and pledge your support. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, or whatever makes you happy. We'll even just bill you, and then you can pay the money later. You can also choose to make them installments. Say, I can afford to pay $10 a month or $15 a month. We would be more than happy to arrange that with you. If you're a student there, if you have limited income, any amount is acceptable. At $25 for students, we can take that, and you could become a member of this radio station. 713-526-5738 is the number. We do need your support, please. We only have 44 minutes left for the show tonight. We're only here until 11 p.m. We don't do that every day, but it's important for us to do it. You know, we do it every 3 or 4 months because that's how we survive. KPFT's cost annually is about $1.3 million. There are a lot of expenses we pay, from licensing fees to signals, leasing lines, to electricity, and so many other things that we have to take care of. Of course, as Mark mentioned earlier, we do not get paid here on Arab Voices. We are volunteers. So everything we do is pure volunteer, based on what we like to do, because we believe in what we're doing, bringing you facts, information about what's happening in the Middle East, for better understanding of what's going on there. It's time for you to upgrade your listenership to listener sponsorship. Please call 713-526-5738 and pledge your support. We have volunteers. We have several lines open and waiting for those calls from you. 713-526-5738. You can do it, and they are waiting for you now.
Shall we take a quick visit outside and see how things are going? I think Ernesto is out there, and I want to take a quick look out there with him and see how things are going. Ernesto, if you're out there, if you can turn on the mic, and we'll see how things are looking.
I sure am. I want to give a big thank you to Robert in Houston. We do have one pledge on the line at this point.
Thank you, Robert. So we had one phone that rang just now, and I guess so we've got five open lines left?
We sure do.
Okay, five open lines. 713-526-5738. We've got about 40 minutes left or so. We hope to have Ralph Nader joining us very, very soon, sometime in the next 5 to 10 minutes, we hope. We are hoping that he's going to be calling us because he's traveling around the country. One of those phone rings may be him. So if Ralph calls out there, Ernesto, tell the volunteers
make sure to take care of it.
To make sure that we can get a hold of him in here. 713-526-5738. Like Said said, we've been on the air for about 3 years now. We've covered a lot of topics, a lot of guests. Very few shows have touched on Sudan, for example. We had James Jennings live to discuss that with us. He's president of an organization called Conscience International. He talked with us about Darfur and what is going on there. And we're actually going to be talking about Sudan again pretty soon, as soon as the pledge drive is over. There's a lot going on in Sudan that hasn't been discussed, hasn't been talked about. It's pretty much out of the news completely. And this is a topic that we intend to cover in more detail very, very soon. In fact, we always welcome your comments and questions. You can log on to arabvoices.net, and you can hit the contact link there. And I think the address, is it info@arabvoices.net, Saeed? Is that the email?
info@arabvoices.net, correct.
And, you know, we welcome questions and comments through that email. You can get in touch with us anytime. You can also download old shows at the website. KPFT isn't paying for this. Your pledge dollars are not paying for this. This is something that's coming out, actually, of Saeed's pocket. I'm embarrassed to say that I have nothing to do with it whatsoever. He uploads all the content, and there's a lot of old previous interviews that are up there. You can actually download or stream from that website, arabvoices.net. KPFT.org is the station website, and you can stream live from there. You can also go to the archives there and listen in. We have, like I said, about 40 minutes. We have a pretty lofty goal to raise tonight. Saeed, do you know how far we have to go today? What's our goal?
We have a goal of $840 for tonight, and it is not a high goal. I believe we can meet it, but we can only do so with your help out there, the listeners. Please call now, 713-526-5735. 7738. $35 translates into 9 cents a day. Imagine that, 9 cents a day. Become a member of this radio station, your community radio station, this commercial free, that brings you programs, a wide range of programs that are really outstanding throughout the day, every day. 713-526-KPFT is the phone number. Please pledge your support to this station, because that's how we can stay on the air. When you call in and you upgrade that listenership to a membership, it says a lot. You would feel proud about it yourself. Think about it. You know, you would make a big difference. After you pledge your support, you become a member. It's you who are keeping us on the air. And it will make you feel good, actually. 713-526-5738. And as I mentioned, we've had dozens of expert guests appearing on the show, talking about the Middle East, occupied Iraq, Palestine, Israel, Sudan, Syria, Lebanon, the U.S. foreign policy, Middle Eastern arts, culture, and music. And we always take your calls live during the show. So as I mentioned, it's a two-way communication, because we don't want to hear from you, the listener. And we want you to call us and ask questions of our guests, because we believe in dialogue, hoping for better understanding of the Middle East and the issues there. And we're able to bring you these programs and these shows, like Arab Voices, on KPFT through your membership. 713-526-5738. I know some of you may think, well, somebody else is going to call, somebody else is going to take care of it. Nobody really. It's you, the listener, the people who are actually listening in right now. Because we do have the lines open, and the phones are currently not ringing. We did have a few rings a minute ago, but right now they are not ringing, so nobody is calling. We're waiting for you. I think somebody... Thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
3 pledges on the line right now.
Thank you very much.
3 pledges on the line, so that means we've got 3 open lines. So still plenty of time to call in. If you want to beat the rush, we tend to get a last-minute rush towards the end of the show. If you want to get in now and get your pledge in and out of the way, that means 2 open lines. It would be great to get what has been called here a bingo, which is all of the lines full. We would love to hear that. And if you call in now, you could probably be done with it and off the phone before we get Ralph on the air. Hopefully that will happen. I know he's traveling, and hopefully he'll be able to get to a landline and call us. If it doesn't happen, then we will be sure to bring him to you at a very soon date, maybe next week, we're not sure. Saeed, do we know yet for sure whether next week is going to be a pledge drive, or are we not sure yet?
It is already set 3 weeks. KPFT's goal for this membership drive is about $300,000, and they're hoping for 1,000 new members.
Thank you, Khaled.
And thank you for your call. And that's important. Why do we raise that money? To come up with the $1.3 million that's needed every year to keep the station going. It's right. It does cost the station $1.3 million+ to keep it on the air this year. And 90%, Mark, 90% of that $1.34 million comes from the listeners.
Thank you, Ken.
From the memberships. So member contributions really are the largest and most important source of income for KPFT.
And for those who are wondering, the other 10% does not come from corporations. Well, it comes from one corporation, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and it's a federal agency, and it pays various monies. I'm sure Ernesto can correct me if I'm wrong here, to public radio, including things like NPR and KPFT and the other Pacifica stations. At some point, CPB money may go away. It's not something we can count on.
And that's quickly becoming politicized. A lot of folks, you've probably heard from the Media Reform Conference and Bill Moyer's discussions. These organizations are now being pushed by Republican legislators, to start policing various stations that receive CPB funding for what is called objectivity and balance, which is a very curious type of term. The monies that KPFT receives, as many other public radio stations and community radio stations, are given primarily because these stations do support the community. They serve a public service. So that is one of those reasons why stations like KPFT do receive money. But unfortunately, thank you very much for the call. That money is quickly becoming politicized, and it may be something that many public radio stations, from NPR to KPFT and many others, may not be able to look to in the years down the line, unfortunately.
And we certainly don't want to count on it. You know, we hope that we can count on our listeners. Like Saeed said, 90% of our money comes from listeners, and that's where we would like to see 110% come from the listeners, so we can put the CPB money in the back pocket and keep it for emergencies. It would be great to raise all of our goal from listener money. We have a goal of $800. Ernesto,
thank you to Ismail in Pasadena.
Thank you very much. You have a few pledges out there you've already thanked. Do you have any rough idea how we're doing at the moment?
We are doing very well. We have 1, 2, 3, I'm looking at 3, 4 pledges on the line. Also want to say a big thank you to Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Who gave a contribution on her credit card. And
thank you,
Deborah. Says, Arab Voices is the best show on KPFT.
Wow.
I couldn't
thank
agree
you
more.
Deborah, that's
713.
High praise indeed, because I know there's a lot of quality programming on KPFT.
Thank you, Deborah, very much.
To be named at the top or even close to the top of that list is really an honor. We certainly
you,
appreciate
Ismail,
your
for your call. Absolutely. And it's you, the listeners, the with your membership that's actually keeping us proud here and keeping us strong. Your membership helps this station stay strong and stays on the air. And we are proud. We have about 10,000 or so members of the station. Actually, that translates into 1 out of 16 listeners that actually become member of the station.
That's very true.
One out of 16.
It's worth mentioning, because if you're one of those people who's been listening for a long, long time, or even has just found the station, you might have found it by accident the way I did about 4 years ago. It may have surprised you to hear this kind of content in Houston. It may have shocked you to have what I would call fair and balanced, and not in the style of Fox News, in the style of Pacifica Radio, in a way that only Pacifica Radio can do, because it does not take corporate underwriting. We are not held hostage by any corporation's money. We only are held accountable to our listeners. We're held accountable in several ways. First of all, the pledges, but secondly, because of listeners' ability to be running for the local station board, to vote for programming changes, to be on all kinds of other things, activities to do with the station. It's a very democratically run organization, and we welcome your opinion and feedback anytime. But right now, we just want you to vote with your wallet. 713-526-5738. Sounds like there's a few pledges still on the line. There's probably, I'm going to guess, at least 3 lines open. We'd love to get some more right now. 713-526-KPFT.
Big thanks to Don. He's picking up that Chomsky CD this
thank you, Don.
Evening. 713-526-5738.
Very good. And I want to say that Ismail called in from Pasadena. Many thanks to you. If you live in Sugar Land, if you live in Pearland, if you live in Clear Lake, if you live in the Woodlands, we'd love to hear from you. So call us now at 713-526-KPFT. 713-JAM-KPFT. This is the day that it's okay to get to jam our phone line. 713-JAM-KPFT. That's 526-5738. Call now with your pledge.
Thank you to Angela Francis in Houston.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Said mentioned. I'm sorry, go ahead, Ernesto.
Thank you to Dia, who's also picking up the Chomsky 2 CD set.
Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dia, very much. Outstanding.
Well, Said mentioned Pearland and Sugarland, but how about I want access to accurate information on the Middle East land? That should be everybody who listens to this show. It should be people not only in Houston, it should be people all over the country. I know people are listening on the web, kpft.org, live stream. ArabVoices.net also carries a live stream. If you're living outside Houston and you haven't called in and you're listening now, it would be great to get an out-of-state pledge. In fact, I know we have some listeners from out of the country. I'm not sure how easy it is for them to call in long distance. But if you're on the web, you can actually hit the PayPal button and donate. Excuse me, we won't know tonight what you've done, because we won't get the PayPal pledges until the morning. But we'll certainly appreciate it and thank you for it next week if you want to be thanked. People who call in and pledge have the choice of remaining anonymous or being thanked by name on the air. That's entirely your choice. We appreciate some people prefer their privacy, and we have no problem with that at all. In fact, the anonymous family, as we call them, is one of the biggest families that pledges to KPFT. Said, the phones are ringing again. That's wonderful. I'm not sure if we want to hold on for Ralph or move ahead with some of the announcements that we have, and I guess we can interrupt him if he does call in.
Correct. We'll be moving shortly with that. I want to also mention one of the gifts that we mentioned at the top of the hour. The CD, the interview that we've conducted here with Mordechai Vanunu, this is actually part of history. We had Mordechai Vanunu, the Israeli nuclear whistleblower, who was indicted, was actually jailed for 18 years in Israeli prison and was released. And the state of Israel ordered him not to speak with foreign media, and he did with Arab Voices. And truly was his first live interview with foreign media, and he spent an hour with us or so, or less than an hour, on this show. We talked with him live, and we took your calls on the air. This historic interview led to trouble for Mordechai Vanunu. The State of Israel indicted him again for appearing on Arab Voices, and actually Arab Voices and KPFT and our names were listed in the indictment, not against us, against Mordechai Vanunu for talking with us on this show. We are giving that, the entire CD, that whole hour with Mordechai Vanunu, as a gift, as a thank you gift, for only $60. So if you call now and pledge support for $60, we will give you the CD for Mordechai Vanunu, that interview that led to his indictment again. Actually, what ended up being now is they extended the restrictions on him for a whole year. Not to speak with media, with foreign media, not to leave the country, and many other restrictions on him.
Let's say, I don't know if you remember this, but right after the indictment came out, before he was given that one-year extension, I spoke with him and got about 9 or 10 minutes of recorded material the day after the indictment was released. And we played it right here again on the show, and I asked him then if the new indictment meant that he intended to not speak to the foreign press. He said, no, absolutely not. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe it's important for people to know that Israel has weapons of mass destruction. It's the only country in the Middle East that hasn't signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It's the only country that possesses nuclear weapons. I've seen them with my own eyes, and I intend to keep talking about this as long as I'm able to. And we brought you that audio here on Arab Voices. It wasn't live the second time, but the first time it was live. And as Said said, it was the first live interview he did in the U.S. We were happy to bring it to you, and we continue to follow his case with interest. It's quite a fascinating case. Now, if you haven't donated before, if you haven't heard that interview before, it would be a chance for you to earn a little piece of history. It's 60 minutes for $60. That's a dollar a minute. That's a little bit cheaper than many other forms of entertainment out there, and you get to keep it for as long as you like.
And every dollar makes a difference in the quality of what you hear on KPFT. It costs us about $153 every hour to keep the station running. That's times 24 hours a day, times 7 days a week, times 365 days a year. So we do need your support right now. Please pick up the phone now and call 713-526-5738. You can do it. It's easy. Pick up the phone, dial that number, 713-526-5738. We have a group of volunteers, outstanding volunteers, who came to the station tonight specially to take your calls. It takes about 2 minutes. Get your information and take your pledge. 713-526-5738 is the number to call.
Hey, Said, I wanted to mention, actually, you said that we were named on this indictment. I guess that means that somebody in Israel or somebody in the Israeli consulate is listening. Maybe if somebody in Israel or the consulate is listening and they would like to join, if they believe in free speech, then we certainly welcome their pledges too. 713-526-5738. Hey, we'll take listeners' money from whatever the source may be. Whoever is willing to give us money, we'll be happy to take it. If you just appreciate free speech.
Thank you for that call. Thank you.
Definitely thank you for that call. And if you're somebody who just called from the Israeli embassy, I would really love to hear about it. That would really something. And, you know, we've actually had several Israeli Jews on the show and American Jews on the show. It's not an exclusively Arab. The show is called Arab Voices, but we've had non-Arabs discuss the Middle East as well, including several American Jews and Israeli Jews, as I've said, not the least of which was Mordechai Vanunu, even though he is now Christian. And he says that part of the treatment that he got in solitary was because of his religious beliefs, and he's been persecuted for that.
Thank you to Jeanette and Katie.
Thank you very much
for that call. Okay, Mark, we mentioned earlier that every Wednesday we typically bring you a calendar of events, or we call it Arab Voices Community Calendar, of informing you of what's happening in our community. And there are very, very important upcoming events that we really would like you to be aware of. And I just want to mention here that these are listed on our website, and we keep a really comprehensive and detailed list of activities in the greater Houston area that are relevant to the Middle East or U.S. foreign policy or any cultural events or anything happening of Middle East nature. We do keep a detailed list on arabvoices.net, so at any time you can go there and check out what's happening, or if anything we mentioned on this show, it will definitely be listed on arabvoices.net. So let's go ahead and update you on what's coming up next here over the next few days in the Houston area.
Arab American Cultural Festival is coming to Houston, Friday through Sunday, May 20th through the 22nd, at the Arab American Cultural and Community Center, the ACC, located at 10555 Stancliff Road. You will enjoy Arab music with live bands, folkloric dances, an arts market with a variety of foods and sweets, plus lots of fun for the whole family, including fun in the sun, jumping balloons, and much, much more. Admission is free. To participate as artists or vendors, or for more information, call 832-351-3366 or 713-365-9212 or visit www.arabfestival.org.
We just got a call from Ismail, actually, and he gave us a pledge over the phone while the announcements were playing, so I want to thank Ismail. And Said, we have a total for the pledges so far. We're a little bit over halfway, so we would love to keep that going. It would be great. I hear the phones ringing again in the background. It's a wonderful sound. It keeps us encouraged and refreshed and energized. It's Wednesday night. It's late, but we love to be here for you. 713-526-5738. Please give us a call.
Outstanding. We're about halfway, and we are just past halfway during the show. We have about 24 minutes left. So please give us a call in order to reach our goal. It is important, because if we reach our goal, it means people listen, people like the show. And I'm not saying that you have to love the show or what we say or agree with necessarily what we say, but do you want us to continue to bring you these guests and these views from the Middle East or the U.S. foreign policy or what's happening out there or the culture of the Middle East or the music of the Middle East? In order for us to continue to do what we do, we need your help. We need your membership in the station. 713-526-5738 is the number. And by the way, just to update you on that announcement you just heard about the Arab Festival, the Arab American Festival that's coming this weekend. It will start this Friday night at the Arab American Cultural and Community Center, the ACC, in Houston. It will start Friday night. It will take place all day Saturday and all day Sunday. This is truly the first festival in Houston, the first annual Arab American Cultural Festival. It is very important. It is to celebrate the rich cultural heritage, music, and food of the Arab world. You do not want to miss this three-day wonderful festival and event. It is planned to be an annual event. I believe they have already even selected the dates for next year and so on. But it's a great opportunity for you to come and learn about the Arab world, look at their culture, their heritage, their music, the food, and wonderful things are lined up. Arts, artists, there will be folk dance, live music, theater, movies, fun programs for the children and the family, variety of food and sweets, and so on. And by the way, several well-known musicians and singers from the Arab world are going to be performing live at this festival. And that include the keyboard master Majdi Al-Husseini, the Egyptian keyboard master Majdi Al-Husseini. He will be performing live, as well as Ghada Ghanem, a Lebanese singer. You can find out the detailed information about this festival, as well as a list of the scheduled activities, by visiting arabfestival.org. That's www.arabfestival.org. Or you can call the ACC at 832-351-3366.
On May 4th, we had a couple of guests. We had Issa Touma. He was a photographer from Syria. He's a self-taught photographer, and he's a teacher of photography since 1990. And we also had Vinod Hobson. He's a press coordinator for PhotoFest, and that's the subject of this announcement. PhotoFest is still running the exhibit that we talked about it on May 4th. Through June 11th, the exhibit is called Nazar. It means seeing or insight. It's the name of this exhibit, and it's an exhibition of photography from the Arab world, and it's the largest in the United States of its kind. The exhibit is a journey through many Arab countries. It presents 250 photographic works, most of which have never been seen before in the U.S. 18 Arab photographers and 17 photographers from Europe, the U.S., Australia, Iran, and Israel have work on display. The exhibition, Arab Eyes and a Look Back, is on display through June 11th. As I said, you can go to photofest.org for details. That's F-O-T-O for photo, and the location of the exhibit is at Vine Street in Houston. That's going to be running through June 11th. If you haven't been, if you live local and you can make it, I strongly recommend.
And I have another announcement from a non-profit organization here in Houston, from the ADC, the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. It is holding its annual elections for the Houston chapter for the board of directors, and that will be held on Saturday, May 28th from 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Well, it starts at 4:30 p.m. At 5 p.m., they will actually hold elections. It will take place at the Mary's Mediterranean Restaurant, located at 5825 Richmond Avenue. That's between Chimney Rock and Fountain View. Candidates must be current members of ADC and should submit a short bio outlining their background and expressing their reasons for running. So if you need more information or if you're interested in running, please contact the ADC. Send them an email at houstonadc@yahoo.com or visit their website at adchouston.org.
And a couple of more final announcements. One is there's a town hall meeting on travel and safety featuring the Houston Airport System, various law enforcement and airport security agencies, the Mayor's Office on Immigration Affairs, and the ACLU of Texas. The town hall meeting is going to be presented by CARE Houston, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and the ACC, which is the Arab American Cultural and Community Center. It's co-sponsored by Council Member MJ Khan. It's going to be on Thursday, May 26, from 6 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., and that's at the ACC at 10555 Stancliff Road. If you want more information on the event, call 713-838-2247 or send an email to info@carehouston.org, carehouston.org. And a quick final announcement, this Saturday, May 21st at Bell Park, Montrose at Bell, there's going to be a film shown called Confronting the Evidence. It's about reopening the 9/11 investigation. Again, that's this Saturday, May 21st at 8 p.m. Bring a lawn chair and some courage. It's going to be an interesting film. And I think the maker of that film should be a guest on the Sunday Monitor in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. So if you see it and you have questions, you can tune in on Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m. But right now it's between 10 and 11 p.m. It's Arab Voices. We have quite a little ways to go to reach our goal. Our goal is over $800. We are a little bit over halfway. We've got about 15 minutes left. We were expecting to have Ralph Nader on the air. He hasn't called in, so I'm guessing he's either on a flight somewhere or hasn't been able to get to a landline. There is still a chance that he'll be able to call in. If he doesn't, like I said, we will bring him to you very soon. He had some very interesting information, which I don't feel able to share until he shares it first. So we'll let him say that. I'm not sure if it's going to be tonight or not. But in the meantime, we are still taking your phone calls, 713-526-5738. We have some open lines out there. Ernesto, is there anyone new we want to thank?
I want to go ahead and thank Kavash in Houston, as well as John in Houston. They brought our total to $818 this evening. 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. That is the number to call. And we'll hold the fort if Ralph Nader gets an opportunity to call this evening. We have flashpoints at 11, and I think if we can get Ralph on the line anytime between now and midnight, I think that'd be a great thing to do.
Sure. Well, I'll certainly hang around. I'm not sure if, Saeed, are you able to stay late if he calls in?
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have Ralph Nader. We've had him on the show a couple of times before, and he actually has... he told us yesterday breaking news, stuff that he really knows about Iraq and what's happening in the Congress regarding the situation there, and he wanted to share that with us. He is not at a place where we can call him, but he has three numbers for us, and he assured us he will call. Hopefully the issue is something not serious matter that's preventing him from calling us tonight, but if we are unable to get him tonight for whatever reason, I'm sure we would love to have him next week or a few shows here on Arab Voices, and for him to take your calls live also.
Sure.
During the show, just like he did in the past.
Now, Ernesto, you said 818 or 880?
818.
So we're pretty close.
840. We're very,
very, very close. So it'd be great to get a few more calls. Just push us right over the top, and maybe even carry us a little bit towards next week. If we can get $1,000, so that would really make my evening for sure.
Couple people thinking at the Mordecai Vanunu City.
Excellent. And like we said, Mordecai Vanunu, we may even get him on the air again soon. You know, we never know. He's I've been in touch with him several times through email, and we've spoken on the phone, and he's, like I said, we had him here live. If he has more information to share, or if he wants to talk about his indictment,
thank you for that call.
He's one of those people that is always welcome on this show. We welcome any voice that is willing to be brave and speak out and talk about the truth of what's happening in the region. For your information, if you don't know, some of the key things he said, and you can listen to this on the CD if you pledge $60. He was telling us about some of the things he saw when he was working at the plant in Dimona. And he calculated, based on non-accelerated production levels, that Israel currently possesses somewhere between 400 and 500 nuclear warheads. We certainly know they have the ability to deliver them. Israel has a very advanced military. Actually, I saw a report today that Israel accounts for 10% of the world's military expenditure, which is really something for a very small country. A lot of that money comes from us. Our tax dollars here in the U.S. go to Israel to the tune of between $3 and $10 billion per year. A little bit of that would be great to come to the station. The donations here are tax deductible, so that'd be a little bit less money that you pay tax on, and consequently a little bit less money that gets spent in your name on things that cause destruction around the world.
And Mark, speaking of Israel and what's happening, because that's the focal point of all problems in the Middle East, the Israeli occupation of Palestine, the Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and Jerusalem by force since 1967. Speaking of that, we have breaking news to report to you. We usually, as we mentioned on the top of the hour, we have a 7 to 8 minute segment every week where we bring you news really like no one else. Very selective, distinguished news to let you know what's really happening there. And we select specific news based on that it's either not covered in the mainstream media here or completely covered in a wrong way, not based on facts. We have a breaking news, Mark, to report now. Unfortunately, Al Jazeera satellite TV has just reported that Israeli airstrikes took place at the Gaza Strip. This is actually would be considered the first in a few months, but it's not considered the first incident against Palestinian territories. Again, the Israeli airstrike took place, and actually at least one Palestinian is reported killed. I do not have a report of how many people are injured. This comes after yesterday also another Palestinian was also killed by the Israeli army in a Gaza Strip, and one died Monday of wounds that he sustained before from being shot at by the Israeli soldiers. It is a volatile situation there. Israel announced last week that it's going to continue to build its apartheid wall and take more lands. It's a land grab from the Palestinian area, especially in Jerusalem, enlarge the area of the colony of Ma'ali Adumim, and limiting the area of Jerusalem, pretty much killing any hope for peace or any hope for establishing an independent Palestinian state. The situation in Iraq, which we were hoping to hear from Ralph Nader tonight, is explosive. It's at an all-time. Over the last few weeks, or last 2-3 months, there were car bombs and killings in Iraq, much more than what car bombs that took place over the past year or 2 years in that country. It's unfortunate. Iraq is suffering. It's a disastrous situation there. It is bad for our soldiers, yes, the American soldiers there that are being killed every single day. It's bad for the Iraqi people. Tens of thousands of Iraqis have been killed over the past 2 years, and it's truly a disastrous situation. We need your support tonight. Please call us and pledge your membership to KPFC so we can stay on the air. We can bring you these special programs. 713-526-5738 is the number. 713-526-KPFT. You do not hear 20 minutes of commercials each hour or listening. It's a good use of your time. The goal is real. What it takes to pay for these shows to stay on the air, your membership is so important. Your membership that makes it happen. 713-526-5738 is the number. please contribute. $35 is the minimum membership, or $25 if you're a student or on a limited income. We would be more than happy to take your $100 or $120 or $250 to get the 6-CD set for the late Professor Edward Said, a collection from the archive that is really outstanding for the late Professor Edward Said. Thank you for that call. 713-526-5738 is the number. We have about 11 or 9 minutes left for the show. We'd like to hear from you, from everybody out there, regardless of where you are. We know we have a lot of listeners on the internet, because I do get emails every once in a while from people outside. We do get phone calls from people from Florida, from El Paso, from California. I know Mark has lots of friends that listen to this show, and they give him feedback about the shows and so on. So we'd like to hear from you too. You can call us, 713-526-5738. We know this program is heard in many different countries, and not just in Houston, and not just in the United States. 713-526-5738 is the number. We've been here for 35 years. That's KPFT has been here for you for that long, and we're planning to be here for as long as we can. But we can only do it with your help. You, the listener, that can decide if we should stay on the air or not. If you want us to stay on the air, it's easy. Become a member of the station. 713-526-5738 is the number. We have so many other programs that KPFT brings you, such as Democracy Now!, Flashpoints, Free Speech News, and absolutely our own local KPFT News that comes on in the morning now, as well as in the late afternoon, that it's really wonderful and unique coverage of local events, local news that's happening in Houston, relevant of substance, and excellent news segment, unlike the... Let's just leave it at the other news programs that are reported by other TVs or radio stations. But to do that, we need your help. As I mentioned earlier, none of the money that we get are earmarked for Arab Voices. Your membership is for KPFT. It's towards that big, huge goal of $300,000, and absolutely we can do it. We've done it in the past, and we can do it with your help now. So we do need you to call, please. You hear the difference between KPFT and other stations when you tune in to Arab Voices, when you tune in to the Progressive Forum, when you tune in to KPFT News, when you tune in to Democracy Now!, when you tune in to Flashpoints, when you tune in to The Haiti Show, when you tune in to your favorite music show on KPFT. That's when you hear the difference, and that's when you don't hear the commercials that keep interrupting the other radio stations in the greater Houston area.
I wanted to throw a little bit of music on in the background, Said, because I'm feeling in a pretty good mood, actually. I know we're at least at our goal, if not over it, and every extra penny counts towards the station's goal, towards our goal for next week, towards this $300,000 that we have to raise. It's a big chunk of money. But like you said, we've done it in the past. I know we can do it again. It's $1.3 million that we have to raise per year to keep the station running. A lot of that is for very basic stuff, electricity. The transmitter bill is certainly expensive. Our transmitter was knocked off the air twice, I believe, by the KKK here locally, a little bit before I joined KPFT, but it did happen. And the reason for that is very simple. Free speech and information. They're seen as very dangerous by people who don't want you to know what's going on. And organizations like the KKK will certainly qualify as an organization that doesn't want you to know what's going on, but there are many others out there. They don't all resort to the level of violence that that group has resorted to. But there are all sorts of powerful interests that would much prefer it if you didn't know what was happening, if you didn't know how your tax dollars were being spent, if you didn't know what was going on in the Middle East, if you didn't know that the way the news is being presented in the mainstream media on the whole is not very accurate. It's based on a very limited scope of information. For example, all of the Western press that's available in this country that I've seen in the mainstream comes from embedded journalists. And if you have an issue with that, if you think maybe we ought to be hearing from people on the ground, well, you heard one of those here. You heard Dar Jamel. He contacted us. We had him on live, I think, twice, maybe three times.
I think four or five times, live from Iraq.
Yeah, we had some problems with the phone lines. You shouldn't run into any of those problems tonight if you call here, 713-526-5738. But when we tried to reach him in Iraq, we had a little bit of trouble getting hold of him, but we eventually were able to, and we had him on live, and he told us what he was seeing on the ground as an unembedded, independent Western journalist. He was traveling around the country. He met with many people who had lost relatives, who had lost children, who had lost their homes, and he was able to give us first-hand eyewitness accounts of what's going on in a way that no other journalist has been able to give on any radio that I've heard outside of Pacifica. If that kind of information means something to you, then your call means a lot to us. 713-526-5738. We are very happy to hear from you. You won't have the same trouble contacting us as we had contacting Dar Jamel in Iraq. His website, by the way, is darjamailiraq.com, darjamailiraq.com. He's got a whole bunch of other links on there. He's got photos that he's taken himself while he was traveling. He keeps a blog of his activities and his reporting. He just came back recently, and he already said when he came back that he's planning to return. And when he does, I suspect we'll have him on here.
He actually contacted me, Mark, just a few days ago. He's currently in Jordan. He's said he's unable to somehow get inside Iraq, or not preferred for him to enter Iraq at this time. So he's staying in Jordan, but he's in constant communication with people there on the ground. So we are going to have him live very soon on the show to talk about what he's aware of from inside Iraq, as well as we talk about Jordan. We are also planning shows. Mark mentioned we're planning to do more shows on Sudan as well as Egypt. We are working actually with people there. We're going to have somebody or some people live from Egypt to talk about the latest situation there. There have been a lot of groups that are talking about the elections and changing law. They want more democracy and so on, and we want to update you on that. We want to know what's going on there and for you to know more about Egypt. It's a very large country, very influential country in the Middle East, and it has its unique status there. So we are planning a lot of shows and a lot of information for you. 3 minutes left for the show. It's not late to give us a call. Please do it now, 713-526-5738. Ernesto, can we get an update, if you're available, on where we stand and how we're doing so far?
Absolutely. I'd like to send a thank you to Anonymous in Houston, who gave a very generous pledge. Also, thank you to Bill in the Woodlands, who renewed his pledge on a credit card. You
thank
can
you,
too. 713-526-5738. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. You can call and instantize that pledge right now. One pledge is wrapping up on the line, and we have open lines other than this one.
And you noticed that, anonymous caller. If for some reason you do not want your name to be mentioned on the air, don't make that as an obstacle for not calling in. You are very welcome to call in, pledge your support, and just tell them on the phone that I do not want my name mentioned.
Well, you don't even have to tell us that. We'll ask you. Would you like us to thank you on the air? So don't worry about remembering to mention that, because we will ask you. It's one of the key questions that we ask. Would you like a thank you gift? Would you like to be mentioned on the air? Is this the first time you've donated to KPFT? And we'll get answers to all of those questions from you, and we'll be happy to oblige with whatever information you want read or not read. As far as I know, we don't share our mailing list with anybody. Ernesto, is that true?
We, I believe, do a couple of trades on occasion. You can certainly ask one of the volunteers to make sure to note on your pledge that we do not distribute your name.
Okay, well, so 713-526-5738. We've got about 2 minutes left. And you will get other things in the mail from KPFT, as I mentioned. You'll get your membership card, which you can use to... actually, I think there's a shopping card in there, one of the local grocery chains. When you shop there, you get a tax deduction sent, money donated to KPFT just for grocery shopping. Just carry it in your wallet and use it every time you buy the essentials, and KPFT will get a little bit of cash. So that's something you can do on a daily or weekly basis. Another thing you will get eventually as things happen will be ballot cards for the local station board elections. You will be invited to run for an office or a seat on that board. Any member in good standing at the time the elections are held is allowed to run. So, it's an experiment in a couple of ways. It's an experiment in the sense that we go out 3 times a year and ask for money, and we count on listeners to be there and to give us their support. And it's an experiment, in a sense, that we give listeners a true say, not just by hoping that they'll give us money and keep us live, but also by them being able to cast votes and change and affect and maintain the way the station is run.
Shafiq in Pasadena has brought us to $998 this show.
Okay, let's get one more call and go over 1,000.
One last call.
713-526-5738. We're $2 short. Give us one call and at $35 pledge level, we'll go over 1,000.
Brand new member
we'll
could do that for
happy.
Us.
And it is actually right now in 2 seconds.